This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
And it's time to catch up with our blog reviewer, Jennifer Reid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
So we're doing a food blog this week.
Yes, it's a blog by Petra Aiken, who lives in Sydney. It's called Adventurous Me Gluten-Free. It's a food blog with a twist because it's all about reviewing gluten-free recipes, gluten-free friendly places to eat, and gluten-free products.
I need this. My husband's gluten-free.
Oh, that's great.
Mm. So,
yeah, Petra suffers from celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder affecting the small intestine, which makes it necessary to steer clear of gluten in food. So you'd know all about that, Katrina.
Yes.
So she uses her blog as a way of sharing her helpful discoveries for dealing with it.
Okay. So what else do we know about Petra?
Well, she studied public relations at uni and worked in PR agencies for a couple of years. And part of her job was teaching clients about blogging and how to set up a blog. So that's how she became motivated to start her own. So she's a bit of an expert on that side of things.
Mm-hmm. And is she very adventurous? Because her blog title is Adventurous Me. So.
Yes, exactly. She is. She's really sporty and she loves kayaking.
Oh, me too.
Oh, really?
We'd get along.
Okay. I've never kayaked. I'd like to do that. And dancing and cycling. So she's, and lots of other things. She's really adventurous. And she's also about to embark on a really exciting adventure. She's travelling around the world and hopes to grow her blog as she records her journey for all of us. Mm. And I'm very envious and forward to reading all about her adventures. So she also loves food and cooking. And when she was first diagnosed with celiac disease a few years ago, she discovered how hard it was to find information about gluten-free, friendly places to eat and products, which you may have found for your hubby as well. And that's the reason she started her blog, as a way to help others who are gluten intolerant so they don't have to search high and low like she did for information. So it's a really good resource. And although it's actually aimed at people who are celiac or gluten intolerant, it's also a good blog for people with other food intolerances or anyone just looking for a great tasting healthy recipe, because Petra says she actually tests all her recipes on her non-celiac family and friends and has had no complaints. So she
I think that's true, except for with bread. You can't get gluten-free bread the same. But other things, I think, yes, definitely.
Yeah, well, she sort of got a lot of recipes for cakes and, you know, meals and that sort of thing. And she says that even though her family and friends thought she was a bit weird at first for taking photos of her food all the time, they loved to eat the food. So I can relate to that as well, because everyone used to laugh at me when I first started taking photos for my blog. But now I get people saying, oh, where's your camera? Aren't you going to take photos of that? And especially if they've cooked it, because they want to mention on the blog.
They want to be famous on your blog.
Exactly. But, so it
that makes it hard if you eat something you don't like, Jen. Then what do you do?
Oh, I know. I kind of just ignore it. I kind of...
You don't write about it.
I didn't do it. Mm. I didn't eat that, or I didn't make that.
So what are some of your favourite posts on this blog?
Well, not surprisingly, one of my favourites is about cupcakes. And I especially love it because Petra started out not being a fan of cupcakes at all. Mm-hmm. But once she found this gluten-free recipe, she became a cupcake convert. Yeah, I can't quite believe that. I've been searching for the perfect cupcake recipe for months, Katrina, and the first lot Petra makes turns out amazingly, apparently. And she includes photos of these cupcakes, and she baked them in tiny, like, white teacup molds, and they look so cute. And she's also included the recipe, so I'm going to have to try them for my niece, who's also celiac. So you might like them for your hubby.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And another recipe post that looks delicious is one that Petra recreated from one of her favourite food blogs. And she often experiments with recipes to create her own gluten-free version. And she's quite open in letting us know which ones work and which ones don't.
Okay.
So apparently a few weeks ago she made some scones that just didn't rise. Mm-hmm. They tasted okay, but, you know, it's nice if scones look a bit fluffy and
yeah.
didn't look as great as a normal scone. But in this post she made a cake called a lumberjack cake using butterscotch and coconut, and it just looks delicious. So it's a post that shows that it is possible to cook delicious gluten-free food, and yeah, maybe not the bread, but yeah, food is possible. And she wants to try to squash the myths that all gluten-free food is terrible. And in fact, she believes that it can be healthier to eat gluten-free sometimes because it forces you back to cooking from scratch and, you know, steering clear from preservatives and additives that contain gluten.
It's true. And yeah. and you just you don't eat out as much and you don't eat packaged foods as much.
No,
so,
that's
yeah.
right. So it is a healthier way of eating. And I know my niece says things have come a long way on the gluten-free front as well, just in the last couple of years.
Yes.
And she's noticed constant improvements in the quality and the variety of options as well. And I think it's become a bit more clear that lots of people are gluten intolerant. So
yes.
Yeah.
And did she find any little gem restaurants in Sydney that all our gluten-free listeners need to know about?
Yes. This one that is on my list is actually El Loco Mexican Cantina at Surry Hills.
Mm.
And, yeah, she apparently said that there's a lot of gluten-free options on their menu.
They usually are at Mexican because a lot of it's made out of corn instead of wheat. Yeah,
that's right. And, I mean, the food sounds great as well as being at a great price. So she said the prices on the menu range from about $5 to $15. And one of her recommendations is the guacamole. So I love guacamole and avocado. So, yeah, I'm definitely putting that on my list of restaurants to visit.
Okay. Mm. Well, that sounds like fun. And I think I'll have to get my husband onto this website.
Yeah, definitely.
Adventurous Me Gluten-Free. I love the fact that it doesn't sound boring as well. What's the URL?
It's at glutenfreezones.com. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.